Boss has just walked in. The coach, Brendan Bolton, is with us on Grandstand AFL. Brendan, welcome.
Thanks for having me on, Jets.
Is today different? Heavy favourites. You've done so much good work. Should win today in the outside estimation. Does that present a different challenge?
We've been speaking a lot, and I'm being highly repetitive about equilibrium, so we need to learn how to deal with winning and how to deal with losing. And to date, I think we've done okay in that. But we do understand in this competition, if you're 1% or 2% off, you can get hurt. And Brisbane have challenged some quality teams, so we're going to need to be on.
What do you sense, what do you look for in your group when you all gather in the rooms ahead of a game?
Well, the main thing I look for, and it's probably more listen, is their voice in terms of talking about our process and system. Because if they're voicing that, they're thinking about it, and that's really important to us.
And do you get the right vibe today, or is that the great unknown?
I think all coaches are wondering that before each game, but the first 10 minutes usually tells the story.
Yeah, you get a pretty good indication in 10 minutes' time whether they're hard at it or not, and I think Brendan's done a really good job doing that. Listen, let me talk about the youth of this football club, who I know they age you up around about the 25, 26 mark, but the youth have been terrific with they've come in. Some of the guys from GWS, fantastic. Brendan and Stephen's done a great job picking those.
Yeah, he has. I think he did a really good job at getting players in under 23. You know, Liam Sumner, Jed Lamb, for example. Phillips is another one who should be back soon. They've all been really good role players for us, and over time we'll build more depth, and this was step one in doing so.
I want to talk about you. How are you feeling? What's happened with you? You got time off? Can you have some space? Because it's not all about this.
Yeah, we've had such a big reset, so... One thing I do know, I try and assess my balance on how I'm feeling about the time I'm using. And to date, I feel like we haven't wasted too many minutes. But I've said this before, when I go home of a night, the first hour or so spent with little Ned and Rosie, and that's my release.
Would you change one thing you've done so far?
No, because most of the decisions we made were really informed. They weren't rushed decisions. And we had lots of open and frank discussions with many individuals to work out what was the best result. So I think we're heading in the right direction.
What about the character of the group? Is it strong? Is it solid? You've been with a great club that has that. Do they have the capabilities of doing that?
Well, performance will answer that question. But to date, what we do know is particularly our leaders have a real want to get this club back up and about. We do want to acknowledge, though, this is only 10 weeks in. We've got a lot of work to do, and there's still a lot of areas, particularly our centre-forward connection, to work on. So little steps, but headed in the right direction.
System and balance, big deal. That's what you work on, system and balance, and it's been fantastic for them.
Yeah, we try not to get too high or too low, but we know in this game that if you don't bring effort, you don't bring a really good system, you're in a bit of trouble.
If Nate Fyfe came available next year, would you take him?
He's got an idea in his head, Brendan. Walk us through, what have you done so far with the players since you got here?
Today? I leave the players to themselves and the assistants. The assistants just have a few reminders on game day, and then most of our work's done during the week, so my meeting's just reinforcing the principles that we've trained and been through in many meetings.
When do you stage that meeting?
I've just had that meeting. Yeah, and there'll be just a little two-minute conversation before they run out.
Do you bring a bit of emotion into the system? What's your balance like there?
Well, I think you should never avoid emotion. I know some people can think that's a little old school, but we're dealing with humans with emotion, and that's what life's about, riding the highs and lows, and so generating emotion's part of the deal.
And the flow from week to week, I can imagine when they all got down here at the end of last week, they couldn't wait to play again. Do you harness that? Do you want them to get back out there and pick up the thread?
Yeah, you try and harness all of the goodwill and emotion. The one thing is you can't be too high for too long, though. So there's a point in the week that you've enjoyed your win, but then you need to start seriously focusing on the opposition. And we did that very early in the week because it was a six-day break, and Brisbane have challenged some good teams.
And the emotion that you feel during the day is... You're no stranger at coach's box, but it's different having your own team. What have you got? A mixture of deep thought, inventive thinking, imagination, anxiety, nerves. What do you feel in the 10 games?
I feel every bump, bruise and emotion that you've just described. But the best way I can try and explain it to anyone is after a game, I feel like I've been through a uni exam.
Were you surprised at the value of the senior players like Murphy, Gibbs, how they've taken up under your tutelage?
I'm more proud of them is probably the word to describe it, because we define what it's going to mean to be a good leader and what a learning environment is, and they've embraced that, and I've been proud in how they've tried to become extensions of us in terms of coaches. So they're making some good steps forward. Again, we'll continue to challenge them though, and also celebrate what they're doing well. And what I also like is they can challenge us as coaches.
All right, we'll let you go and do some coaching. As Sellers goes upstairs and watches this game this afternoon, what should we judge you on externally? What are we looking for?
This is a very repetitious statement. It will be effort and system. We've got to be defined by our effort and pressure, and we hope we bring that again today.
Good on you, Brendan. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
Brendan Bolton, the Carlton coach, with us down in the rooms.